What's up, family? This is Mel from Mel Himes 3 Media Group. Coming today right now to do the introduction of the new and latest podcast that's going to be coming out. The Tony Black Podcast in the house today. We got Tony Black.
What's up?
The man, the myth.
For sure.
The comedian, Mr. Tony Black. And we got some of the fellas from the Uncensored Mics family to welcome him in to the whole Mel Himes 3 Media Group family. Tony Black, what you got for us, bro?
Hey, man, what's up? We got that podcast coming out real soon. I know a lot of people been up my butt about that podcast. Hey, ooh, it's coming. Yeah, up the butt. Not like that, though. Not like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, not like that. You know, not offending nobody. But the podcast is coming out real soon, everybody. I know a lot of my fans been, hey, what's up? You posted something about a podcast. What's going on? You know, I need to hear something from you. I said, hey, it's coming. Baby, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming soon. That's why I'm in the studio to give y'all a little preview with my homeboys right now. You know what I'm saying? So, Mel Himes Media Production. This is a Mel Himes Media Production.
Hey, you want to let them know how the podcast came about? Tell them a little bit how the podcast came about.
When Melly Mel hit me up and said, hey, man, I think you look cute on the podcast. No, he didn't say that. He said, but I think you, I think you should be put on the podcast, man. And I got something for you. And I was like, what? I said, look at God. Look at God. And, you know, I was like, you know, you need something, an outlet. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, man, I want to do something else besides just my comedy. And then here comes this call. Hey, man, listen, I think you should do a podcast. What? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, cool. What's up? And here I am. I'm on the podcast.
Yeah.
With my name on it, Tony Black.
Hey, Tony Black.
Yeah.
Hey, you part of my inner circle. Like I say, when I started this whole media group thing, it was pretty much giving an outlet for all of my inner circle with this podcast thing. And like I say, I've been vetting people, and we've been cool since day one.
Oh yeah.
Then, especially when we found out that we had that Miami connection.
Ooh.
So
all about you the know, you, baby.
Yeah. Hey. So I was like, okay, I got a list of podcasts that I'm going to be doing. I had to have a comedy podcast. I know there's a lot of other comedians, Corey Holcomb, a few others that have their podcast.
And right, like, right.
You know, one of my favorite comedians is Tony Black.
Hey, man.
And look, then Tony Black is in my inner circle.
Appreciate that, man.
So, hey.
Man, let me get this guy autographed real quick, man. Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, one day I was riding on the Liberty Jitney. Yeah, I was riding on the Liberty Jitney. I paid my dollar, and I just happened to be sitting back.
Oh,
I was,
man.
Like, man, let me hit Tony Black up right
you
now.
You remember that? The Jitney. Look at here. Boy, you tell people Jitney up here, they be like, what's that?
What's that, man?
Hey.
But also, we got some of the fellas in from Uncensored Mics to welcome you into the family. We got DA, we got Nori, and we got Eggy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So y'all fellas got anything?
Yeah, man. Welcome to the family, man.
Appreciate it, fellas, man.
I know me and Tone go way back when I had a hairline.
Oh, man.
That's way back, right?
Look at here.
Yeah, man. Glad to see you here, man.
Yeah.
I always knew that you had dope content for the little stuff that I seen here and there,
right,
man.
Right.
And, man, to have you here, part of the family, man, and being able to be right next to you to see the next level of, you know what I mean, expand and explode, man, is awesome, man. And right. Congratulations, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man.
I'm looking forward to hearing more of you and seeing more, man, and just seeing you take this shit to that, you know, to the moon.
We're taking it to the top, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, Tony, man. Yo, I'm glad you part of the fam now. Hey,
yes.
Let's get it. Like we was talking earlier, man, this going to help, like Eggy just said, take you to another level. You're gonna reach another audience. You know, listen to the podcast. It's kind of popping now. And like Mel was saying, comedy podcasts are growing too. So, yo, you throwing yourself into the mix with that comedy podcast, man. And
yes.
Just take it from here,
sure.
Man. But,
sure.
Yo, I want to let you know we here to support you. Yo, when it's time to record, we going to get it done. When it's time to put it out, we going to get it out.
Word.
Whatever you want to say on here, it's your podcast to do your thing. Hey, make it happen, man.
Hey, that's
we
it.
We 100% supporting you, man. Yeah. Let's get it.
And do not ask Nori when that podcast drops. We're going to do the editing. editor. Don't ask him before. It's gonna be out. It's gonna be out.
Just know on the day you're supposed to drop, it'll be edited and it'll be done.
Just do what I do, man. I send a little subliminal messages in a group chat. You know what I mean? Like I put like an anchor emoji and shit with a question mark. And just turn my phone off real quick.
I know, right?
And he gonna be like, "Mel task me with this. This my baby. Y'all sit back and let me do what I do. Ask me no damn questions.
That's it. It's done. That's all that matters."
Well, that's one thing though, man. When Nora get in the zone, he get in the zone, man. He'll pump it out. Yeah, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's focused.
Bitch. Yeah, man.
Exactly. Gotta be, man.
Tony, I had one question. And I said off air, always wanted to ask you this when I found out you did comedy. I was always intrigued with the creation process and how you came up with material. And, you know, I think a couple people know this. Like, when I was younger, I used to like rap.
Right.
So I kind of like compare, you know, like rapping to like being a comedian as far as, you know, the audience you got to reach. And, man, I think this is good. But, you know, if I think this is damn good, what if I put it out there and it's like, nah, this ain't it. But your creation process is a little bit different from mine, because I can just put it out there, and if it don't grab, it don't grab.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing yours in front of an audience, so that's a much different type of pressure. So I was always intrigued and wanted to ask you about the process with creating and how you think of stuff and know, oh, this may hit, this may not hit, or if you just got to go out there and just try it out.
So you know, you touched on something the rap mm-hmm. music, right? For instance, it's like you freestyling,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, freestyle, you gonna get some. When you on a roll on a freestyle, you good. But if the freestyle's not hitting, it's like, ooh, shoot, mm-hmm. nigga, just shut up. Just cut it. Same as comedy, right? Sometimes you on a roll in comedy. Now, for most comedians, you know, you'll have like a script, what you're gonna say for the night, right? So, for some other comedians, you may have a short script, but then you're gonna have to freestyle. Now, sometimes you freestyle and be like, ooh, that's not good, right? But then sometimes freestyle hit where you just off the dome and you just riding and stuff like that. Sometimes it's good, but for me, sometimes I like, for instance, I write my stuff and I rehearse it. So my stuff comes from actual experiences.
So you writing everything out?
I write most of my stuff out. Now, for instance, there's sometimes you do like crowd work. Crowd work is just stuff you coming off the head. You might mess with somebody with what they're wearing, things like that. But most of my comedy comes from like actual experience and, you know, coming from Miami, like Mel and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We got the Chala in the building. You know what I'm saying? He just walked in, just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other Hurricane fan in the building. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But comedy is just stuff. The more real you keep it, the better it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For like your life experience. Whatever you experience in your life, you just bring it to the mic. You know what I mean? And you just put your funny twist to it. And that's all it's about. Because I have like for me, I got like jokes where, you know, no offense, Eggy, but you know, like my Puerto Rican mechanics and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's all good though. You know what I'm saying? But that's what comedy is about. You know what I'm saying? It's just picking out something that you done experienced and you just rolling with it. That's basically it.
Yeah, like you said, we want to welcome to Tyler J. Want to welcome to Tyler J. in and give him the opportunity to say something to Tony Black. But before he say something, Tony Black, who was one of your biggest inspirations to get you in that zone for comedy?
Now, I have a lot of inspirations. You know, I mean, growing up, I mean, I remember watching, I had to buy this movie not too long ago, watching Which Way Is Up with Richard Pryor. Man, look, he was, you know, he did all the, he did The Preacher, he did like the guy, he was married, he was cheating on his wife and things like that, But when he did that preacher part, I said, oh, man, this dude is stupid, man. Because it was hilarious. But now, recently, you know, my comedy Bible, what I meditate on before I do a comedy show, after I say my prayer, I get into that Bernie Mac. You know, if y'all ever watched Bernie Mac, when they came up the Bernie Mac part in the Kings of Comedy, I was like, oh, shoot. That's how I got to come out, man. You know, Bernie Mac. Didn't I tell you I was coming? Didn't I tell you? Look at this.
Right.
White people in the house, goddamn. Shit.
Yeah.
You know you somebody when you see white people in this motherfucker. Man, when he said that, man, I was like, oh, hey, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. We about the same complexion, me and Bernie Mac. Mm-hmm. We about the same complexion. We both dark, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, boy, he could do it, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? But Word. But when he came out, man, he came out like a lion. You know what I'm saying? When you come out like a lion, people going to be like, damn, who is this lion on stage? And they're going to focus on you. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't come out like a cat, like,
next thing you know, everybody done went to the bar to buy a drink.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
break time. That shit sound like my ex. Shit.
Oh, hey, man, I'm telling you, that's one thing you don't want to see is people walking out. You be like, oh, shit, this shit ain't going good.
So, and then it mess with your focus.
Yeah, it mess with your focus. But you know what? I realize that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen to some of the best. You know what I'm saying?
Tiffany Haddish was getting heckled.
I heard that. Ago. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it threw her off her game, and it was like,
yeah, it'll throw you off if you let it get in here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I remember one of our coworkers one time when I first started doing comedy, she said, stop staring at the crowd. Just look at the people that's laughing. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Because you may have a person in the corner just mean mugging, right? Not necessarily that he don't think you funny, but you know a lot of people laugh on the inside.
Yeah.
They don't let out a laugh. You know what I mean? There's people that just you be like, motherfucker, let the shit out. You gonna bust? Let the shit out, man. Damn, he's funny. Woo! Let the shit out, man. God damn.
Did
there's people like that.
Did that help you?
It did.
Was it helpful?
It did. Because for instance, if I see you laughing, I'm gonna focus on you. I'm gonna say, DA, boy, hey man, D boy, hey. I'm going to just keep going with you, right? And everybody else like, man, that nigga, that shit, yeah. Fuck, that dude is fucking funny. Oh, shit. But that's it, man. That's what comedy is about, man. It's comedy is about just getting out there, doing what you got to do, getting a grip on the crowd, and not losing them. You know what I mean? You could lose them for a few seconds, but you got to have a backup to bring it right back. That way it'd be like, oh, shit, he back. Okay. And he lost us for a minute, but he back. Thank God. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And just finish out your show. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it, man. And comedy, a lot of people think comedy is easy, right? People are like, man, tell me a joke, man. Tell me a joke. Nigga, let me sit down and write it, and then I'll give it to you. But comedy is, I'm not the comedian that give you a joke off the top of the head, right? You got to come see me. Stand on stage and you're going to get these jokes. And sometime I may freestyle just a little bit, you know what I'm saying, mess with the crowd. Other than that, I write down my stuff. I practice it. I go to open mic and I do my thing. And then I'm trying to get on HBO and BET and all that stuff.
Yeah. You're going to get it.
You know, that's crazy. I think making someone laugh, that's
work.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah.
Especially when comedy is so subjective. And it's like what may be funny to Chala ain't funny to me.
Exactly.
So it's like that's not easy at all, man. Especially if you want me to just tell me a joke. I mean, so you know, for somebody in your shoes, that's a gift. That ain't something you just can do. You know, I think, you know, just making somebody laugh is, I think that's one of the hardest jobs as far as entertainment you can have.
Oh yeah.
You know, especially with, you know, comedy.
Right.
And especially if that nigga don't got no sense of humor. Yeah.
Especially if, like, you dealing with one of them guys who's sitting in the back who just pursing his lips and he's refusing to laugh.
Hey, what happened when you make him laugh and he had that Kawhi Leonard laugh?
Uh-huh. laugh. Oh man, you just want to tell him just stop. Just keep those right there.
You know, I wanted to ask you something, man. Yeah. I know everybody bombs, like you said earlier.
Oh yeah.
How was your first bomb?
My first bomb.
Your first bomb, and yo, how you rebound after that? How you?
I mean, you know, listen, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you that I haven't had a couple of bombs. I had a couple of bombs. You know what I mean? I mean, in the comedy world, they say you eat a dick sandwich. You know what I mean? In the comedy world, they call it a dick sandwich. And you know, you don't want to get a dick sandwich in front of comedians that's going to let you know you got a dick sandwich. Because I got comedians out there that say, hey, dude, oh, baby, that dick is all yours. Just like that. They don't even let you get off stage and try to recuperate and establish yourself as a comedian. They say, dude, you just had a dick sandwich. What's up? It's all yours, baby. You got everything on it, a nice dick sandwich with all the fixings, relish, loaded ketchup, mustard, loaded dick sandwich. Cause you, man, look, when you do a good show, you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, especially when people come up to you, hey, can I take a picture with you? Man, you were hilarious. You know, I really think you should have headlined. And, you know, you'll get that from people. Man, I think you should have been the headliner. You had the energy, man. You were funny. Man, I just love your stuff, man. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead and follow me on Facebook. And while you're at it, get this DVD right here for $20, man. You know what I mean? This is just so funny. But yeah, I'm like, you know, you're going to bomb. You're going to bomb because it happens to everybody, you know. And the bombing just makes you better, mm-hmm, right? Because you can figure out, okay, where did I bomb? Where did I go wrong? Because for me, bombing is like the first time I went to the improv, I invited everybody from work, right? So I said, okay, everybody going to give you a sympathy laugh, right, because they know you. Oh, man, Tony finna do this thing, man. So let's go out and support him. So they're going to go out and support you, give you that sympathy laugh. So I signed up for the improv the following week, and I went with nobody, right? I just went solo. At the time, I was married. I went with my ex. So went with her. I killed it. But I went back a third week and didn't remember what I wrote down that following week that I killed on, right? So I was looking for someone to save me, right? And I was reaching for the sky, and the audience was looking at me like, who the fuck put this nigga on the stage? Mm-hmm. It was like, I was like searching for like a life raft, and it wasn't there. And I had to do, I can remember it clear as day. I had a dude, it was the old improv downtown Orlando. I had a dude in the audience with dreads just like, nigga, you need to get off stage. He was looking at me like shaking his head, like, I was like, damn. And that right there, I said, you know what? I gotta go home and I gotta write my stuff down, go to open mic and practice it, because I ain't gonna have another night like that where you don't wanna run out of material.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I just like ran out of material. You don't want to run out of material, because when you run out of material, people looking at you like, okay, what's next? You better start messing with the crowd or doing crowd work. And you know, that's why you see a lot of comedians, they'll do crowd work in between their sets, because it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, do some crowd work, then bring back the jokes.
Hey, when y'all on stage, y'all have like a set amount of time to get like a certain amount of material out, or is it just a limited time and you just go with the flow?
Now, when you're doing like an organized show, like at the improv is organized.
Yeah.
Bonkers, couple, you know, all the organized comedy clubs, they got a set time for everybody. Like, for instance, T'Challa, you're going to be the host. You're hosting tonight, right? Then we're going to have a couple of guest spots, right? Mel going to do a 5 minutes. DA going to do five. Nori gonna do five. A gonna do five, right? And then the feature, he'll do like 20, 25 minutes. Then the headliner will close until they give him a light. Now everybody's gonna get a light on your time. For the guest spots, like 3-5 minutes, you get a light with 5 minutes within the closing of your set, right? Headliner and feature, they'll get like a 5-minute light at the close of their sets. Like 5 minutes before they close the set, you get a light. Go ahead and go ahead and start wrapping it up. So everything, you know, but when you go to these like, you know, bars and grills and they have comedy, it's like you win at whatever time.
Whatever time.
You know, because y'all have been to, you know, comedy shows outside of the organized comedy clubs, and you're like, hey, man, what time? This shit said 9 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock, dog. What's going on? Hey, man, you know how the comedy shows go, man, in the hood, man. Shit, that's how it is. So that's how it's organized, and unorganized is whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically it, yeah.
I got one more question. It kind of like touching on what Mel said earlier as far as inspirations, but you said some of the older comedians you looked up to growing up and guys that inspired you. But what's your take on like these newer guys where it seems like, you know, I don't want to discredit them and say you don't need as much talent as a prior, you know, Red Fox and Eddie and all them guys, but it seems as though they don't have to do as much. Like, you can make, like, a little 30-second Instagram video and, you know, get hot off those to where these other guys are actually out there putting in work. You don't need to do as much. I don't find a lot of these new guys funny either, you know, and I don't think a lot of these newer guys do, like, stand-up either. So, I haven't seen it, but what's your take on, like, the newer generation of comedy and where do you see it headed? Like, has it changed a lot at all, or what do you think about that?
Well, it makes it a little hard for a stand-up comedian to get out there. For instance, if you got an Instagram guy that, you know, is blowing up on Instagram, and you got a stand-up comedian that's, you know, hilarious, funny, because that Instagram guy got followers, that comedian, you know, he doesn't have followers like the Instagram followers, because that Instagram Instagram comedian, he's like an Instagram king, you know what I mean? Got the followers, and if he could fill your house up, you're going to book him because he's going to make you money. Yeah. You know, you got the club make money off the food and them drinks. Mm-hmm. So if you could pack the house and get that food off the money and the drinks, you're not going to waste time on a stand-up guy if he's not going to pack the house. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all about the dollars and filling in the seats. Back in the days, all these guys that came up, you know, the Steve Harvey, D.L. Hewley, Martin, all these guys was like word of mouth. There was no social media outlet for them. So you grind, you really grind. You know, I remember Steve Harvey was doing an interview. He was saying how him and Sed used to drive. He had a Bonneville. Him and Sed used to drive like hours away to go do a show for like $20, $50 and stuff like that, right? And that was all word of mouth. Hey, man, I heard D.A. funny, T'Challa and Mel, you know, we want to bring these guys up, Eggie and Ari. Hey, bring them guys up, man. They funny. That was word of mouth. Now it's social media.
Go follow.
You social media funny, you making it. Yeah. You get like 1 million followers, you getting paid. They hitting you up. Hey, we want to bring you over here to this comedy club, man. You can pack out the house. You got a lot of followers. Because if you got 1 million followers, guess what? You are at least going to get at least 50 to 100 people to come out and see you in the cities that's following you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if you could pack out, you know, like the Improv or something like that off of social media, you're winning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would, you know, hey, whatever's going to get you out there, I say do it. You know what I'm saying? Because as time move on, there's going to be another outlet for people to come up on. You know, Snapchat, you know, it was hot for a minute. It was putting out little videos and things like that. You know, it kind of like, it went. But, you know, people blew up. You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys that was on, there's guys on Instagram, they blowing up. And they just kept putting out videos, you know. And, you know, back in the day, these guys didn't have no social media outlet. It's like, hey, just word of mouth.
Yeah.
And that's the best way, too, because you get word of mouth, people, you know, hey, man, I'm putting my word out there just for you. So don't go up there and make me look bad. You know what I mean? So,
hey, yeah, speaking on that, Tony, with the social media stuff, can you see yourself doing that? Maybe eventually doing skits or doing something on social media to help get your brand and help get you even out there
more exposure. Oh yeah.
Yourself doing skits and stuff like.
Oh yeah, because those guys they in movies.
Yeah.
These Instagram guys, they are in movies. Yeah. You know, you'll see an Instagram guy on Netflix.
You
know what I'm saying? Out in theaters, and you're like, whoa. Yeah. So it's not to knock them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they did what worked for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because a lot of them not stand up comedy comedians. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I do stand up comedy. Mm-hmm. So for me to get into skits, I'm like, okay, good, because I'm not gonna fall on my face when I hit on that stage because you know I'm not looking for no skits. I got my stand up, and then you know, then I have my skit. You know what I mean? Most of them guys went from skit to stand up, and you know,
you had your podcast too.
And podcast, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So you got all that. You know what I'm saying? So you bringing all that to the table rather than you know you going from skit to stand up, where it's like, oh, you scratching your head up there, like, okay, what else do I give them?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
now also with that, it's a comedian that recently came to the Improv that's real popular on Instagram and doing skits. I won't throw his name out there, but I know some people that went and saw his show and said he wasn't as funny on stage, so his stand-up comedy wasn't as strong as his skits, which his skits on Instagram are funny. They are funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
So
they're
guess that transition isn't always as easy as you would think as far as, okay, I'm Instagram skit funny, but I am my own stage stand-up comedy funny. I guess everybody can't make that transition.
Yeah, it takes a while. You know what I mean? Because you gotta find your way. Comedy is not something you get up there and say, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
The hardest part is getting on stage. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand. The hardest part is getting on stage.
Yeah.
Once you get on stage, eventually you'll get it, because grabbing that mic and then speaking into the mic, you gotta get the nerves out, everything. But once you get past getting on stage, then now you got to work on your jokes. You know what I mean? So you got a whole it's a transition. You know what I mean? You can't do skits and just jump on stage and say I'm gonna get this and do skits. You know what I mean? Unless you got a show. It's like a sketch show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where you do scenes and stuff like that. You know what I mean? This is not it. You're going to do stand up comedy. You know what I'm saying? People gonna love your skits. That's why they follow you. But when you get on stage, you have to be prepared to stand up there and tell them jokes.
Mm-hmm. And also, your skits is just you who filming and whoever else in your skit.
Right.
You don't have an audience.
Right.
You know, at that time.
Right. Right.
On stage, you got everybody looking at you.
Right.
To provide the jokes and make them laugh. So
exactly.
I ain't never been no comedian, but that's my take on it.
Oh yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Because, I mean. You know, I know, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, you know, I ain't going to say nothing because I'm not no. Nah, you can say, hey, man, look, I think, because sometimes a lot of my stuff come from people that don't do stand up. They'd be like, hey, you know, if you do this, you know, maybe this will work. And I'll be like, oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay. And I've tried. And sometimes it works. You know what I mean? Because some people could see stuff that you doing that they could bring attention. Say, hey, listen, I saw you doing this. Maybe you should do this instead. And it's like, oh, okay, all right. You know what I mean? And it'll work.
I don't know if you remember, but we was at the factory one day. And I told you, I said, hey, I got some stuff.
Right.
I got some stuff I'm going to give to you.
Yeah, man. I'm still waiting for it, though.
It's coming.
I know. I'm still waiting for it.
How long ago was that?
It was a couple of months ago, right?
Oh, recent.
About six, seven.
Probably before. Yeah.
Yeah, before you left us.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Comedy is work, man. You got to really grind. And like most of my comedian friends, one of my tight friends said, hey, man, look, you got to have at least 100 shows under your belt before people start recognizing you. There's no shortcut in it. And I realized that a while back because I was like, man, I'm not getting no work. But after a while, you got people to hit you up that you don't even know. Hey, man, I want you to come up here and do a show. And then you got your people that you do know that keep you working, right? Keep your face on the fly and stuff like that. Keep people calling your name. So,
how many shows you got under your belt right now?
Keeping count? I probably got 100. Yeah, at least 100. Yeah, okay. At least 100 shows.
That's a lot.
Yeah, at least 100 shows.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just saw your flyer that you put up for your show that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely be at that one.
Yeah, Florida Kings of Comedy, Downtown Abbey, July 5th.
Yep.
July 5th. Oh yeah, that's that's next paper, right?
Yeah,
next paper.
I think one of our coworkers hit me up the other night and saying we should go and instantly cashed out the money for the ticket, so we got us a table.
What? They got a table, boy. Yeah. It's gonna be lit, man. It got a lot of funny people on this show, man. Got a lot. I'm just hoping, you know, hey, look, everybody come out, have a good time, stuff like that. It's right down there, at Downtown Abbey, man. Good little area, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
And we do, nice. And we do got that flyer they were talking about. It's on the IG on Tony.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, yes.
Sense of Mike,
yes.
IG, yeah. If you want to look at it and get more info on it too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Tony. You know, I just talked about the skit stuff. Hey, I just want to let you know, if you do eventually take it there and start doing skits,
hey,
you got a cast, right?
Oh, yeah.
That can play roles in skits. So, you know what I'm saying?
I got my skit family now, boy. Y'all can't say no, man.
And you know I won't say no.
Hey, y'all can't say no.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you don't make me put no wig on.
No wigs, no wigs. No makeup.
No wigs.
Don't put no wig on me, man.
Wong Fu looking ass.
No, too Wong Fu. Well, y'all remember that movie, Too Wong Fu? Oh,
yeah.
My God. What you call it? I'm about to say something, man. Let me not start. That movie was crazy, man. Oh,
yo,
my
Tony,
God.
Yo, Tony, man, so with the whole podcast thing, man, what the people got to look forward to, man, every episode?
Man, you're looking forward to a real good time, and we're going to touch on a couple of good, serious topics, you know what I'm saying, relationship, family, things like that, and then we're going to put a little comedy twist to it. You know, I got a homegirl out there that I'm going to bring into the studio with me, along with my podcast family, Mel Media family, and, you know, we're going to have a real good time, you know, and I want everybody stay tuned, and the podcast is going to be out there very soon. I know I have a little delay, but the podcast is under construction for a few. Mm-hmm. So y'all stand by. Your boy Tony Black will be giving it to you real good. All right.